Let's see how this is affecting businesses in Surrey. Antonio Falco is the regional chairman for the Federation of Small Businesses in Surrey and West Sussex. Antonio, good morning.
Good morning, Danny, and thank you very much for having me on your show. Can you hear me okay? I'm just on hands-free at the moment.
Absolutely fine. Thanks very much. Great. Tell us, I mean, I suppose for one thing, businesses getting from A to B is tricky with the, you know, the number of roads that are closed.
Well, Danny, the first thing I'd like to say is you're absolutely right what you said at the top of the hour. The heartbreak and misery continues for so many people, and goodness knows what the next 48 hours is going to bring us. So my best wishes to all those people that are suffering at the moment. And you know, it's not just what's happening currently, it's the clear up afterwards that they're going to have to face, and that's going to be just horrendous for them. So my wishes to them. Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, I myself have just been stuck in a diversion. As you know, as you said, there's 44 road closures in Surrey at the moment, a myriad of diversions. It's impossible for you as a broadcaster to actually broadcast all those closures and those diversions. So they're having a knock-on effect on business. I've been listening to your broadcast this morning, and there's been a couple of business people on that have sort of talked about the effect on their business. I heard a chap just before 8 o'clock who's on an industrial estate that's flooded out, and of course small businesses like him are struggling to have deliveries of products and goods to their premises. He was saying that he can't get customers to come to his premises, so that's a struggle. So that's the first thing that's happening. Deliveries to and from your business are, impossible. And as you reported, there's hundreds of businesses now that haven't been able to trade for the past 5 or 6 weeks. And that is just, for some businesses, that will be probably the straw that breaks the camel's back.
So you think we'll lose some businesses for good as a result of the flooding?
Well, I can't say categorically that's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised. You see, small businesses don't have the same resource available to them. They can't suffer the same type of losses as maybe some of the corporates can. They can make it up somewhere else. A small business, you know, is going to really feel the brunt of this. So it wouldn't surprise me if there were some small businesses that just would not be able to cope with the loss of trade for the past 5 or 6 weeks. So it's critical that we somehow get those businesses moving again.
And what are you working on at the moment? How are you trying to help the businesses that you're in contact with there at these Federation of Small Businesses?
Well, there's three things that's happening at the moment. I say to those members that if you are an FSB member and you need some legal advice for whatever reason to do with your business, then the free 24-hour legal advice line is available to you for free legal advice, and you'll find the number for the free legal advice line on your membership card. So if you need advice, call the number. Secondly, if you have insured with the use of the provider that the FSB has been working with for 20 years now, that's Towgate Insurance, I'm pretty confident that they are going to be helping as much as they can members that are needing to make claims who've insured with them. So that's two things. At a national level, I can tell you now that on a daily basis, the FSB is in constant contact with government ministers on what's affecting small businesses in terms of the floods, and they're trying to come up with as many ideas and helpful ways of relieving the problems of small businesses. So that's three things that we're immediately doing.
Good stuff. Antonio, thanks.